heard about it, and were praying for us, and can't beat that. It really does mean something when people pray. You know? I mean, it does. When we pray, God hears us, and he can translate, transform, filter, take prayers that we might not even think are well-prayed prayers and turn them into monster prayers, you know, just because he is God. Lord of the heavens and Lord of the earth, God of our Savior's virgin birth. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, so literally people all over the United States praying. It made the national news. And so Highmore became famous from a storm. You know, when the storms of life surround me, stand by me. You know, I mean, it's amazing when you think about that in 30 seconds or maybe 2 minutes, all of that can happen. What a day. And every day is a day the Lord has made. You know, I heard some people, you know, they say, well, that was a message to Highmore. And some people would try to interpret one way, my message to Highmore is, I'm with you. You know? Nobody buried in a house. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I suppose an opportunity for people to pray that hadn't been praying. I didn't sense a you better straighten up out of it, but I know that there are people. And then when a local church, when the ceiling cracked and light came down on a cross, you know, that's a good place for the light to come in. And you know, I think it's important that people don't try to interpret something unless they have a message about it. But we are offered the opportunity to praise the Lord in everything. Give thanks. The Lord is my strength and my shield. He is. Like we talked last week about the fact, blessed are you when you understand your need for God. I have to say that when I first looked out, and first thing I noticed was that all of my garage doors were bent in the hole, which meant that no vehicles could come out. And Vicki said, Roger, we need to get a vehicle out. I've got to go. And here came some young men to help me get those doors out. And out came the doors, and praise the Lord. You know, the Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust in Him. Once that was done, then it was just other things. And it was like God filled the town with people guided by angels to just be here. You know? I wonder if some people didn't show up in town and wonder how they got here. You ever show up someplace and wonder how you got there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I trust Him with all my heart. He helps me. And my heart is filled with joy. Now burst out in songs of thanksgiving. When we think about the Lord, there is an urge to burst out with songs of thanksgiving. There is. It's there. If we follow it, that's where we'll end up. Praising God. Praising God. In all things, at all times, praising God. We can praise God in the midst of a storm, before the storm, after the storm, in the midst of the chaos and the destruction and, you know, the understanding of the recovery process. Praise the Lord all the way through it. Just praise the Lord. This day is a day. Today. The Bible says, God says, today if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Receive the encouragement of the Lord. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Like Vicki said, felt like the Lord was saying, just let me comfort you. That's what he says to everybody. Let me comfort you. Let me. Just let me. I can do it. Let me. Let me. Vicki was working on a lot of things. She said, Roger, you need help. I suppose. But there's other people that need more help than I do. There's other people that can't do. Now, I'm thankful for the people that showed up because they got way more done way faster than I could have. But I could have. But I certainly wasn't going to say, no, it's okay, go help somebody else. You know? I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. And I think that they were able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what even maybe they hoped because we prayed for them. And so every day, a day, one day. I used to sort of cringe because somebody else had cringed at that song, One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. You girls got your candy going again. Hallelujah. Well, same difference. Yeah. No, I don't chew gum when I preach, remember? But, you know, a day at a time, that's all I'm at. That's really all we need. And the Bible says that don't worry about tomorrow because today has enough evil. Isn't that interesting? That it speaks about the evil. There's trouble. There are troubles. In this world, you'll have tribulation. These are not new things, but they are things to consider. And what should you do with tribulation? Cast your cares upon God. All the time. You know, I thought about, Vicki mentioned it too, we were thinking about the fact, you know, we're snowstorm people. We can handle snowstorms. They go away. We aren't really prone toward hurricanes, but hurricane winds is what they call them. We are not surprised when snow or a wind blows down a tree. And it's this news of the town. Did you see that tree went down? But we're not accustomed to. There is one tree over there still standing. Yeah. I was robbed of my favorite tree. You approved it. It was, that tree's been through a lot, and I thought it could stay. There it went. But I'll live. I'll survive. That's my big sacrifice. But you know, the Lord has helped amazing. And he always does. We just haven't in this area, in this particular community, been through quite that kind of a experience. And God is better than I thought. Now, I don't know if he's better than I thought, but he is everything that he says. He is my strength and my shield. He is sufficient. He is more than sufficient. He does what he says he will do. Just look what the Lord has done. See? And it doesn't take something huge like this to have that attitude. It takes a little blip on the screen. And hallelujah, the Lord is my shield and my protector. I need him all the time. Don't you need him all the time? But we don't remember that sometimes. You know? We know he's there. We know he's there. You know? And so we need to do like the preventive maintenance and just burst out in songs of thanksgiving, because we're Thanksgiving. When my garage is put back together, then I can just be bursting out every day looking at it. I haven't got a picture of how it's going to be yet, but it's going to be different than it is right now. And we're gonna see places all over town begin to have roofs again. And we're gonna see the nursing home back open and the people back home. We're gonna see that. And we're gonna see it sooner than we think. We're gonna be able to say, can you believe that got done already? Instead of people saying, well, you know how long it's gonna take, it doesn't matter how long it's gonna take. Every day is a day to praise the Lord as it's taking place. You know, our pontoon was reversed and it was laying on its face instead of on its tunes, and the trailer was on top instead of underneath, and it was there, and I look at that, and then I just go do other stuff. And then I look at that, and I go look at other stuff. But every now and then I glance in it, and I think, well, that... And then finally, I said, "Wow, I think I can't hurt it, you know. So I think the tractor will do it." And the old tractor did. That old John Deere, we got her done, you know. And praise the Lord! I was praising the Lord while I was trying, and praising the Lord while it was working, and praise the Lord, whoa, it worked, you know, by the grace of God. Whatever it is, whatever, in everything, he's your shield and your strength. In everything, for everyone who will speak it, he is. And even if we won't speak it, he is. Because God is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And he is faithful. In huge and in little things. No. Ever fall apart over a little thing? Yeah. Ever wrongly respond to a little thing and turn it into a big thing? We have got work to do. It was interesting this morning. I was reading a devotional, and in Matthew chapter 7, it starts talking about don't judge. And that's a tough one, because we have excellent discernment. I mean, we know when we're smart, we know we don't know so much. But anyway, don't. And about getting the log out of your own eye before you started to take the splinter out of someone else's eye. And then this person pointed out it never really says you even need to remove the splinter from somebody else's eye. The emphasis is on getting the log out, you know? And it talks about the wisdom that God gives us. And then after that little section, it goes into keep knocking, keep seeking, keep asking. The door will be opened. You'll find. You'll be receiving. And then he pointed out that that came right after getting wisdom. Keep seeking wisdom. Keep seeking. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't knock, seek, and ask, but that rearranged my thinking on that just a tiny little bit. So was Jesus emphasizing keep knocking, seeking, and asking and getting wisdom? Or was he emphasizing, hey, keep knocking, seeking, and asking? I think both, you know. Because he's faithful and he's our shield and he's our strength and we trust him with all our hearts. You know? Sometimes we can, you ever get a foggy brain? I had a little brain fog this week, you know? Sometimes I'd be going, I'd think, my goodness, 30 years ago, I'd have had most of this cleaned up with a wheelbarrow. Now I'm raking and breathing differently. What in the world is going on here? And I'm dragging branches that I could have thrown across the yard and going, I jump into the tractor and sit down in the seat and why am I breathing hard jumping into the tractor? Well, it is pretty tall. You know, I mean, it's like when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way, you know. But that doesn't make any difference. I rejoice that he's my strength. I rejoice that I can hop up there. I rejoice. I rejoice that I have it to hop up in there with. I rejoice. It was like a marathon to, while John was waiting, I was going to get the generator to bring it back over here. And so, because John happened to think we should check the sump pump. I didn't think we had that much water. But the sump pump thought we did. You know. I told John, I said, I don't want to do this many more times. Bring your generator. He brought his generator, so we could have to. And I mean, and praise God for that. Praise the Lord. All of these things, little, big, in between, it's the Lord who is our strength. It's the Lord who is our shield. We will never go wrong giving him glory. We will be built up in our faith giving him glory. I trust him with all of my heart. He helps me, oh man. My heart's filled with joy and I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Yeah. I was telling my neighbor, just let a praise rip. He said, amen. That's good. You know. Run around and praise the Lord. There was back in an old Jesus film, there was a scene where a crippled man got healed, and he was just leaping, running to town, just leaping and praising, because that's what the Bible says he was doing. He went leaping and praising God. Another thing someone pointed out to me, which I don't know, I'm just going to point it out because it comes to my mind, in listening, I was listening to a teaching, and the guy mentioned the fact that not one of the disciples was miraculously healed. They observed a lot of miracles. They were a part of miracles. And the only thing that he just pointed out, he said, miracles don't make disciples. They don't. Miracles will change some people, and some people, they won't change them. Disciples are followers. And Jesus said, go and make disciples. That's what we want to be. We want to be disciples. Because disciples go and make disciples. Disciples follow and become like Jesus. Not because of anything he does, not because of anything we need, not because of anything other than our devotion to him and our love for him. Now, we know from reading the Bible that there were times when the disciples were a little confused about what Jesus was up to. And he would do these amazing things, and he said, whoa, what's with this guy? Well, they knew what was with this guy. He was God in the flesh, but still, could he do this? He speaks and the waves calm down. Yeah. But as we grow in the Lord, we begin to have those that in the beginning God said. That's real. And it's like, I think I talked about a little bit back some time ago. It's like when he did it, did he just go, well, let there be light? Or was he like, what's this? Let there be light. Angels were impressed. The things that, be impressed with God. We don't need to be surprised. But we need to be impressed. Nothing is impossible with God. We don't need to question. We don't need to spend time wondering. The disciples spent some time wondering, but they were learning. But we've seen, we've heard, we understand. We need to just be impressed. Just be impressed with God and expect to be impressed by God. Anticipate and then give him the glory for what you see. Be amazed and don't hold back on what you see. Don't hold back on what you know. Don't hold back on what you believe. You be amazed at when you believe, it affects other people. Even if they roll their eyes, that's okay. That seed goes right straight in. If the Lord is your strength and he's your shield,
and you trust him with all of your heart. Expect him to help you. And when your heart gets filled with joy, don't keep it under control. Burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. We had a guy come to take out stumps. Every time I watched that machine take out a stump, I said, thank you, Jesus. I just shook. I just praise the Lord. I can't believe you can do that. You know, I'm praying for you. Yeah, I thought that was going to be tough. Oh, hallelujah. I thought it was going to be impossible. But God is able. Yeah. Expect that. Respond to it. Rejoice in it. I'm sorry. I'm getting exuberant here. But we need that. We need that. We need that. God calls us to be disciples. We're being transformed by the renewing of our minds. I might breathe harder when I run, but I can shout just as loud as ever. And he deserves our praise. In the midst of all of this in our community, God deserves our praise. Because there's been 100 amazingly wonderful God things that have taken place for every one bad thing. We just got to look for them. And when we see them, we need to share them. Because the Lord is my strength and my shield. And I do trust him with all of my heart. I'm grateful that we did not lose our roof, but I'm confident that I would have the same feeling if we had. He's so good. Some people say, man, your garage really got hit. And I say, oh, it's not so bad. I got a sunroof in my garage. If we get a nice rain, my vehicle can still get washed off.
Nothing fell on your vehicle, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. What? Oh, on my truck. I can't remember that. I don't do all those things. Something, probably the garage door. I don't know. Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, it's okay. I can't find the spot, so you know. But the Lord is my strength and my shield. You know? It'll be all right. I mean, when I first was walking around and I looked and I noticed that one wall of the storage container was black. That was because the bottom was up. And it was leaning on the bushes. But Travis figured out how to lay it back the way it went and it just sat down. I haven't opened the door yet to see what everything looks like inside, but I'm sure. I'm imagining it'll all just be right down where it's supposed to be. And if not, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You know? That's it. I'll get the key and look. Yeah, we're way ahead. You know. Yeah, those are awful things. And you want to know something? When those folks were murdered, they were probably thinking, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." And they were experiencing a presence of God before they got to God. And they were trusting him with all of their hearts. And their hearts were filled with joy. And they quite probably burst out in songs. And their murderers quite probably felt conviction. That's my story, and I'm sticking by it. So, go and be disciples. Remember the Lord, your God, who strengthens you, who fills your heart with joy. Father, we praise you. You are amazing. And we pray for all of those that are in need of help, to be helped. We pray for all to hear your voice. We pray for all to begin to rejoice in you. We pray for all to know the joy of the Lord that is our strength. We pray for all to be comforted and encouraged, and for all to be in health and to prosper as their souls prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to his name.